I do support the ordinance, and I enthusiastically support the appointment of a pedestrian safety task force. I expect that we'll get greater consistency and clearer signals. And actually, I found an irony in that there was opposition to the crosswalk ordinance. More people were actually paying attention to it, and I think we're starting to see a change in behavior. What I do hear is definitely a need for education, for public outreach, and there are concerns about crosswalks from that I hear from neighbors and voters in the ward about particularly roads where there are high speeds. So places like Ellsworth, Platt, Stadium, Packard, where cars can be traveling 40 or 45 miles per hour. I think we need to look at that very carefully. And I am a parent who will next year have two children walking to the same place for 3 years. I think we also need to think about sidewalk gaps and traffic calming, especially with schools of choice coming in and more parents driving their kids to school in Ann Arbor. We need to think about pedestrian safety in the neighborhoods.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, so this is something that I have very recent experience with. My mom actually got hit, not as a pedestrian. She was in a car. The person in front of her stopped, she stopped, and then someone came behind her and she broke her collarbone, sternum. So I think absolutely Nancy was saying, talking about consistency, I think that's a very important thing. Right now we have multiple different kinds of crosswalks. You have crosswalks with just a sign, crosswalks with lights, we have the hawk. And this is something that I see as a problem. And when we're talking about places like Plymouth Road where people have lost lives there, I think it would not be too far to put a light, a traffic light, that everyone out of state or in state would recognize and have it be a very clear signal, and just have there be no intersection. So when they push the button, there's a traffic light that goes yellow, red, like you're used to all across the country. So those are, it's a very complicated issue, but I think we can do more.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Ann Arbor is always the leading edge of technology and laws here, and the crosswalk law that we have right now is above the state law. And one of the problems with that is that people come into this community, they don't know what our local law is. And so I think it would be important that we work with our state officials to bring their law up so that everybody's on the same page. I was involved with the hawk crosswalk down by the Y years ago because the people crossing the street down there from Lower Eight Tiers were being almost hit by cars. It was very dangerous. And it's the one that works the best because it stops the traffic. All the other ones flash yellow lights, and it's caution, maybe slow down. And my wife and I were crossing Stadium coming into work one day, and we were almost hit by a car that rear-ended another one. So stop the traffic, hawk walks all over, work good. Thank you.